AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI News Roundup. Audino here. We've got six stories that map a clear theme: hardware scale, factory control planes, and new software layers turning factories and PCs into intelligent, coordinated systems. Our lead: Taiwan's manufacturing stack is being folded into NVIDIA's Vera Rubin backbone.
Algenib speaking. Quick detail on that Taiwan item. Over a million MGX rack components, 25 factory sites, and a 500-plus partner ecosystem. That's not boutique deployment. It's industrial-scale assembly of AI infrastructure.
Exactly. Those MGX racks are becoming the physical substrate for Vera Rubin, meaning Taiwan isn't just making boards, it's supplying standardized, repeatable racks that plug straight into a cloud-native AI backbone.
Shifting to software, NVIDIA's Fox Blueprint, Factory Operations Blueprint, is less a product and more a reference architecture for plant-wide AI governance, a centralized decision layer that can ingest live machine telemetry.
Fox aims to be the control plane for factories. Real-time decisions, policy enforcement, and auditability across heterogeneous equipment. Think governance and orchestration sitting above conveyors and PLCs.
On the infrastructure side, NVIDIA's AI cloud went global, a six-continent full-stack rollout that turns regional pockets of capacity into a distributed AI factory network and raises new economic dynamics.
The big operational questions there are cost and sovereignty. Will broader presence cut token and compute costs? Or will latency, data residency, and local regulation keep organizations tied to regional choices?
Let's talk endpoints. RTX Spark, OpenShell, and new Windows primitives are pushing AI agents onto everyday Windows PCs and DGX Spark boxes, literally moving agent runtimes into users' trust boundary.
That shift is visible in names like Hermes Agent and OpenClaw, local runtimes that run models close to sensors and users. It increases responsiveness, but forces a hard look at authentication, data flows, and consent.
Now, Cosmos 3, NVIDIA's latest framing for physical AI, emphasizes simulation-first reasoning, so machines can think about outcomes before they act, blending live signals and synthetic scenarios.
Practically, that means combining quality data, work instructions, alerts, and simulations into one decision loop. The factory can predict consequences of a change in assembly sequence before it commits to the line.
And the model angle. Cosmos 3 landed on Hugging Face as an open Omni model, a mixture of transformers that unites world generation, physical reasoning, and action generation into a single architecture.
Open Omni models change the game. They let partners iterate on physical reasoning and action policies without starting from scratch, but they also raise questions about model governance and compatibility with control planes like Fox.
When you connect the dots, Taiwan's standardized MGX supply, NVIDIA's global AI cloud, and Foxconn as a control plane, you see the skeleton of a distributed industrial AI fabric that's replicable across geographies.
Add local agent runtimes and Cosmos 3's simulation-first reasoning, and you get edge autonomy with centralized oversight. Faster decisions on the ground, but with a centralized policy layer to enforce safety and traceability.
Who benefits? Manufacturers and integrators get faster deployment and better interoperability. Who risks losing? Smaller vendors if standards aren't open, and regulators if governance lags behind deployment.
Synthesis. This moment is convergence. Hardware scale from Taiwan, a global cloud backbone, a plant-level control plane, on-device agents, and open Omni models. Together, they unlock physical AI at scale, but they demand coordinated standards, transparent governance, and deliberate choices about where autonomy lives.
Thanks for listening. Algenib here. Tune in next time for more on how these platforms evolve and what it means for builders, regulators, and end users.
AI News by Conjero.